Barhead. The Barhead Bombers will go into the holiday break without yet recording their first win of the Canadian-American Junior Hockey League, CAJHL, season. However, head coach Mario Haas said there are reasons for optimism after a disappointing 17-1 loss to the Hinton Timberwolves on December 17. Unfortunately, the loss put a damper on the franchise's annual holiday donation drive for Barhead and District Santa's Toy Box and Food Bank programs. Going into the season, we knew we would face an uphill battle. We had planned to go with a developmental program with most of our players being from 15 to 17 years old with no previous junior hockey experience, he said. And on most nights, we would be playing against teams with vastly more experience with rosters filled with players having 2, 3, 4, or even 5 years of junior experience. Because of COVID-19, for the 2022-2023 CAJHL season, the league decided to change its upper age limit to 21 years old from the usual 20. In the last 2 weeks to a month, you can see how much our play has improved, and we have come close to breaking into the win column, he said. Specifically, Haas referred to 2 games against the Vigreville Vipers on December 3 and December 9. At the December 3 road game, the Bombers were leading 3-2 going into the final period before the Vipers' offense exploded, scoring 6 unanswered goals in the final frame. Because of injury and illness, we played with a short bench, he said. In the third period, we did not have enough left in the tank to continue to compete with a team of that caliber. The week after, the Bombers rebounded and battled the Vipers, losing 4-2 at the Agrena. Haas also pointed to the previous night's road game, a 6-4 loss against the Cold Lake Arrows that was buoyed by a strong goaltending performance by Westlock's John Zeiss, who faced 77 shots. We have a special room here, he said. Their attitude, work ethic and positivity are amazing. Even after a game like tonight, they are still upbeat. Unfortunately, not very many people have the opportunity to be in the room and at practice with these young men. When we come back in the new year, I can see things turning around for us and we might get some second looks. But in the meanwhile, the Bombers will join the rest of the CAJHL teams in Calgary to compete in a series of 3 games from December 28 to 30 at Calgary's Winsport Centre in the league's annual showcase. Haas noted there will be dozens of scouts from all over North America from colleges, universities and hockey programs. Our players are really excited about it, Haas said. There will be a different atmosphere about it. I think for a lot of players that it will remind them of tournaments during their minor hockey days. He added that although the scouts are looking for individual talent, they will be most interested in players that are able to work as a team. And although our record is not the best, we are definitely a team and some of our kids might get some serious looks, Haas said. The next Barhead Bombers home game is against the Calgary Amp Warriors on Friday, January 6. Puck drop is 8:30 p.m. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.